The next patient is Shirley McGee. The last name is M-C-G-E-E. First name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that has a lengthy history of chronic kidney disease that was first discovered in 2019 since. Excuse me, it was discovered in 2019 when they found out through a kidney biopsy that she had a mesangial proliferative glomerulonephritis that was most likely associated to lupus. In 2020, the patient had a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was consistent with smaller than expected kidneys with hyperechogenicity. The patient has been followed by a nephrologist, Dr. Ho, H-O, in Winter Haven, because of the chronic kidney disease, stage 4, and apparently she was recommended to stay close to home for the follow-up. And that is the reason to come back to this office. And she has a past history of uncontrolled hypertension. She doesn't remember when the blood pressure was normal the last time. She's always with hypertension, despite the fact that she takes several medications. She has a history of congestive heart failure that was most likely associated to arterial hypertension. She has a history of breast cancer that was treated with lumpectomy and radiation therapy, period. The patient at the present time is taking clonidine PO, lisinopril 20 milligrams PO BID, and the diastolic blood pressure remains elevated. Since the patient has evidence of CKD stage 4 with a serum creatinine of 2.3, a estimated GFR of 20, a proteinuria that is 2.3 grams in 24 hours, is anemic. The patient has been referred to the office for follow-up. What we are going to do is reevaluate the whole clinical condition. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been present for a lengthy period of time. We don't have evidence of a cardiovascular evaluation. We don't have an echocardiogram. We are going to gradually request those evaluations that will be done in the future. For the time being, we're going to decrease the administration of lisinopril to 20 milligrams every day in the morning. Start the patient on labetalol, 100 milligrams POQ, 12 hours, and nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams at that time. The patient is underweight and doesn't have evidence of fluid retention. Following number, anemia related to CKD. The patient has been taking iron. We reevaluate the anemia. Following number, systemic lupus erythematosus with the evidence of the kidney compromise that is treated with the mycophenolate, 500 milligrams every day. We're going to find out if there is activity of the disease, and if there is, we will adjust the medications accordingly. Following number. Anemia related to CKD4, following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperuricemia treated with the administration of Uloric. We, paragraph, we invested 25 minutes reviewing the chart and the past workup in the face-to-face 30 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.